Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friends, and welcome to episode 24 of the Save the Sam podcast. This month's series has been awesome already, and we're only on episode 2 of that this month's series, which is To Homeschool or Not to Homeschool. I'm really excited you've joined me for this episode. We're going to talk about the homeschool impact in so many different ways. So we need to talk about all of the ways it could impact your family and your children and you as a mom. So how does homeschool impact your kids and your families? Well, when we think about homeschooling, it could be such a wide range of thoughts and emotions that could come to the surface, right? So today we're going to think about what the Bible says about counting the cost before you commit to something. And honestly, I really think that a lot of times we commit to something before we have completely counted the cost. So that is what this series is all about. It's all about us getting a truth for a basis of truth, better yet, for ourselves so that we can make a great decision, right? Because who does that, right? Who wants to not have truth and as a basis before they make a healthy decision? Okay, so Luke 14:28 says, "But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise," and this is verse 29, "otherwise you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you." My friend, this is what we're doing. We're counting the cost beforehand. And I know you may be a mom who already has started homeschooling, but this is still a good mind jogger for even us who has already been along in the homeschooling journey. But for my friends who have yet to jump into this journey of homeschooling, but are kind of thinking about it or borderline on it, this is going to be really, really great for you. So per usual, we're going to have 5 points of the day that we're going to talk about, and then we'll have a takeaway for the day and we'll pray together. So I'm excited for us to get started. Okay, let's jump right in. Number one is the incubator effect. And to me, this is a very positive thing. The incubator effect is that you're consumed with one another and in your environment, right? The good thing about this is that everybody is together all the time. However, this can also be a bad thing, right? I enjoy my family. I would much rather spend time with my family than other people because we just have a blessed family unit. I love being with my people. I love being around them. So this part of the incubator effect is really great for me. So another thing about the incubator effect is it might get a little like cabin fevery. And every now and then you feel like you might want to bust out or your kids might need to bust out. And the good thing is there's lots you can do. Like you've got the library and the park, and that's the beauty of homeschooling is you can get out. Another thing that I love about the fact that you end up with kind of an incubator effect is you have the most impact on your kids. So you get max impact capabilities because you're the most influential person in your kid's life, as opposed to random kids or random strange teachers that you've never met or, you know, whatever they're learning. And you can see all of those things before they reach your kids and decide, hey, do I want this to impact my child or not? Or do I want this to influence my kid or not? You are the influence. Huge thing about homeschooling. That is what most parents are most attracted to. Now, let's talk about the kids. So our point number two is, how are kids affected? Well, I'm going to go down the mom points of that, the kid points of that, and a professional response also. From a mom perspective, kids are more focused. They are able to narrow their focus because there's a lot less happening around them when they're studying or when they're doing their homework, and which means that because they can narrow their focus, they get their homework done a lot faster. So that's a positive. And I'm going to tell you, all of these responses are not going to be just, you know, roses and peaches and cream.
There are some real responses in here. Another one is there's less negative outside of influence, which we kind of talked about on our last point, but it's true. You know, less negative influence. Unless you're the negative influence, then there's a lot less. One of the not so great but can be great things is there's less friends, but the friends they do have are likely to be better friends. So that's a good thing. And it could have an effect on them socially if you don't mind, you know, like if you have one child, you might want to get them out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they're going to youth group. Make sure they're going to all the little kid activities at church or in, you know, some kind of sport or whatever. But it can have a positive or a negative social impact. But you just have to be hypersensitive to those things in your own children. Now, let's talk about a kid's response from this and how kids are affected. They have more time with mom. So that was a great response I got today when I was thinking about this and talking to kids about this. That was one of the responses. They're better rested, so they feel like they get more rest. They have more time to create and think. They feel more comfortable in their learning environment. But one thing the kids did say is they don't have a lot of outside friend time. So this is a true statement for homeschool kids. But for me, it's not as great of a deal for my family because we have so many kids in our home. But if you have a smaller amount of kids in your home, this can be a bigger deal. So just pay attention to that. Now, from a professional standpoint, this is what I got from romper.com. And one professional says, hands down, I think the main contributor to how homeschool kids take into their future is being a self-starter and very independent thinker. And I've noticed after homeschooling for umpteen years that this is very true. My kids are very, very creative. They come up with ideas on their own. They are self-starters. They're likely to be entrepreneurs because they love doing that kind of thing and having their own ideas and influencing other people with those ideas. So this is a very, very, very true statement. So how are kids effective? There's pros, there's cons, but there's a heavy weight on the pro side. Now, our point number three is how are moms affected? And honestly, this is a huge point because if you are affected to the point where you can't function, then the whole thing's not going to work anyway, right? So how are moms affected? Let's go down the pros and cons. And we're not going to do a bunch because a lot of the normal mom things that we deal with, I mean, that just carries over into homeschooling. So a positive is we have more time with our kids. And that's just amazing all on its own because we learned several podcasts ago that more time with our kids and more hugs and all that thing actually makes them smarter and feel more secure. So more time with our kids is great. Also, we feel better about the influence in their lives, right? We're able to choose. We're more of the influence. And so that means if you haven't learned that you are a huge influence of your kids' lives, let me tell you, if you're the biggest influence in your kids' life, you better make sure that you are shipped up and shipped into shape to make sure that the influence that they're seeing is a good one. So you are your kids' biggest influence. And another great thing is you're more involved with their learning and you're able to get in with them with their learning. So you're not confused about what they're learning or what they're bringing home because you are the one that's giving to them what they're learning. So it's actually really amazing. Only thing is, though, you do kind of feel like you have to go back to school for some of it. So just be aware of that. Now, a couple of cons that I'm sure you've expected, but we might as well just go ahead and put them out there. One is it can be a lot of work. Usually when they're younger, it's more work. Because once they start to read, you know, they kind of read everything and you're just kind of there to teach them new things and help them along the way. But when they can read, it helps a whole lot. And the final thing is it can feel overwhelming at times. And if I were you, I'd go back to listen to some of our other podcasts where we talk about how to not stay in that overwhelmed zone and find rest and take time for mom, because that really, really helps when you're a stay-at-home mom. Anyway, so it really does help when you are a homeschool stay-at-home mom. So take all of that into consideration. Now, on to point number four. How does it affect families? I have to tell you, Our family is so close. And my kids even said the same thing. Homeschool families are very, very close. One, obviously, because they spend more time together. But two, because everybody has the same objective. Everybody wants to have these positive interactions and all these things. So you end up being more united as a family unit and team. Everybody has the same kind of thought process and moral standing, and your values are the same. So you kind of end up chugging along in the same direction. But also, more planning is needed, because if you don't plan, you usually just kind of end up wandering around. And I love to plan, but sometimes I struggle with sticking to the plan. But planning is definitely necessary. But one of the most fantastic parts is that you get to spend so much more quality time. You get to vacation more. You get to do more of what you want to do. But you can also do that if you make a plan and you have home and you have kids who aren't in school. If you plan well, you get to do a lot more. So just keep that in mind. And we're going to have the same point number 5 as we did last week. And that is, it's okay. If you decide not to homeschool, hey, no big deal. If you try it and don't like it, also no big deal. Keep doing what you've been doing. If you love it, awesome. Keep going. And at the end of the day, you just want to keep moving forward with whatever works for you and your family. Your tribe needs to feel united. And that is what's going to work best for you and your family. So I hope you got some great tips today. I hope you learned a lot. I know it's really overwhelming in itself to just think about wanting to homeschool, but also to think about the effects that it could have on you, your spouse, your family, your kids, you know, everything in a whole. And you know what? One thing I want to encourage you is you need to make sure that your home family unit is on one accord, because you're going to have influences from everywhere and someone's always going to have something to say. But stick to your guns. Do what you feel God is leading you to do and you'll be okay. Today's takeaway is, be sure to count the costs before you commit. Whew, honey child, you better count these costs, because once you commit, you're in it. All right. Hope you enjoyed everything for today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are faithful and true. We thank you that you have taught us to count the costs before we commit to what we are planning to do. Lord, we thank you for people who have gone before us, Lord God. We thank you that you can raise us up to be exactly who you've called us to be. God, whether that be a stay-at-home mom, whether that be a working mom, whether that be a homeschool mom, whatever that is, Lord, we thank you that you can give us everything that we need, and we need not to depend on our own strength, but that you have all that we need. God, we ask that you would give us wisdom in our decision-making. God, if we are meant to do this thing full-fledged, Lord, give us the confidence we need to do it. If we're not, give us the wisdom to say no. We thank you, God, for your plans and your future that you have ahead of us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, girls, I pray that this was a blessing to you today. Feel free to share these podcasts with whoever you think can enjoy them. Can't wait to talk to y'all next week. Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.